WYXRs out there. We've got Mike Love here to have a little conversation with you today. There, Beach Boys are in town for a concert at the Orpheum, right?
Yes, that's true. That is correct.
Have you played the Orpheum before?
Yes, we have a couple of times over the years. You know, we've been at it 6 decades.
Yes.
So we plan, like I was saying earlier, we've been to Germantown, we've been to Tunica, we've been to the fair nearby, and then Mud Island, the Orpheum. I don't know a place that we haven't played.
Well,
some place on Beale Street.
Okay. Well, I know you've played here quite a bit, so obviously you have a huge fan base here. What kind of show can fans expect to see tomorrow night at the Orpheum?
I like to start retro. I like to get going with our surfing songs, Surfing Safari, Surfing USA, and all that kind of stuff. And then we move into our car songs with Don't Worry Baby, Little Deuce Scoop, 409 Shut Down, and I Get Around. And then, you know, we do 2 hours of music. We do an hour with a 20-minute intermission, followed by a second hour. We start with God Only Knows on the second hour, and Luke John being Wouldn't It Be Nice from our Pet Sounds album. And we do Kokomo, Good Vibrations, all kinds of songs. We have 2 hours of music, so it's a lot, but it's fun because, in fact, we end up with Fun, 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 which they use to promote the Barbie movie, so that makes us up to date and current, right?
Yeah, right. I went and saw that movie too. One of the few I've seen lately. So, yeah. Who have you got playing with you right now? Your musicians?
Well, Bruce Johnston has been with us since 1965 when he took Glenn Campbell's place, who took my cousin Brian's place in late '64. So he's been around quite some time. And then my son, Christian, we lost my cousin, Carl, who sang God Only Knows on the Pet Sounds album beautifully.
Yes.
And he did the lead on Good Vibrations, and I came in on the chorus, I'm picking up good vibrations. But Carl, we lost him to lung cancer 25 years ago. But Christian, my son, Christian Love, sings God Only Knows beautifully, and he sings several other songs in our set. And so we've got a fellow who's our musical director, who was 18 years with the Four Freshmen, who's a group from the 50s and early 60s that really got my cousin Brian and I interested in doing those four-part harmonies, which distinguished the Beach Boys from many other groups. But his name is Brian Eichenberger, and he's our musical director. And we have an excellent guitarist. We have a keyboard player who's been with us for 25 years. He's from Canada, but we're going to overlook that. he got American citizenship, though. I don't know why, but he did, especially these days. But anyway, we just have an excellent band. We have a drummer who is a show within a show. His name is John Bolton, and you can see him on Bolton Music. And he is an amazing singer and incredible drummer. I say he's a show within a show.
Well, we
have a great band, a lot of energy and positivity, and come out and appreciate some good vibrations with us.
In a beautiful place, too.
Yes.
Theater. It is a beautiful theater. I've seen many a concert there. And I wanted to ask you about the Beach Boys tribute at CBS Tribute, the Grammy salute to the Beach Boys. It was last April, I believe, with performances.
Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday
evening.
You had
back. 20 different acts doing 20 different songs of ours, which it was amazing. You know, we had Leon Rimes did Caroline No. She looked and sounded beautiful. John Legend did our song Sail On Sailor, which Ray Charles sang maybe 25 years ago with us on a special that we did. And then Michael McDonald did Don't Worry Baby with Take Six, I believe it was. And Weezer did California Girls. And they were
perfect.
our friend Hanson did Barbara Ann. And so, it was a lot of fun. I mean, 20 different acts doing our songs. It was fantastic, actually.
They're not going to make that into an album, are they?
I don't know. They should.
They
They
should.
should.
Well, that'd be a great album.
It would probably be a great album, probably a nightmare with the agents, managers, and attorneys.
Well, there is that. You would know more about that than me. And I was going to ask you, because I asked some of my friends and relatives questions they would want to ask Mike Love. Okay? So
All
I
right.
do have a few questions for you, and one of them, my brother-in-law Cecil, who is also a musician, a Memphis musician, he wanted to know. I know you've been involved in music education with the Love Foundation, and he wanted to know
Yes.
what its importance and, of course, how you were involved. And then I read you did have the Love Foundation.
Well, the Love Foundation exists to try to help other nonprofit entities and philanthropic groups reach their goal, fundraising or awareness-raising goals. And so one of the things we did was when George Herbert Walker Bush, President number 41, he started Points of Light Foundation. 1,000 Points of Light was sort of a slogan that he used, but it became a foundation. And we're being honored by that foundation this October for us helping out in many ways. And we're involved in education, but and yes, music education as well, because a lot of people think that that's expendable, but I think it's a great way for people to express themselves and enjoy a lifetime like we have of music that began as a family hobby. You know, we my mom came out to California from Kansas during the Dust Bowl days. That was before the Great Depression.
Oh, wow.
And my grandfather came from rural Louisiana to California, and my parents met at high school in Southern California. And so sports and music has always been a big, huge deal in our family. And because of my cousin Brian being brilliant at the musical part of it, and I helped him out with the lyrics and concepts and hooks and stuff, we've managed to do some songs that people still love hearing today. And so and on the sports side, my brother was in the NBA, brother Stan, but his son Kevin is Kevin Love. He was supposed
Oh.
to go to Memphis, but they put him in Minnesota. So he froze his ass off there for a couple of years before he went to Cleveland, and that was much better, but LeBron called and he had to go. So last I heard, Kevin was in Miami, which is the weather is better there, let's face
Well,
it.
yeah, it gets hot there too. It gets hot here. It's been really hot here. But
Yes, it is warm. It's warm.
yeah. And I did have another question from Karen. This is from Karen. She wanted to know about your time with the your TM practice, the Maharishi, and spending time with the Beatles.
Yes.
And are you still
Oh,
active in
yeah.
that? You still practice?
Oh, I do. I learned meditation, transcendental meditation from Maharishi Mahesh Yogi is the way you say it. And we learned in December of 67 from him. Several of us did. And a couple weeks later, just a short time, maybe a month after we learned to meditate, he invited us to go to India. And I did go to India. And when I got there, the Beatles were all there. And it was a fascinating time. In fact, George Harrison and I both had our birthdays in the spring of 1968. He on February 25th, I on March 15th in India. And that was fascinating. And there was nobody more into India and meditation and stuff than George. But he wrote that song, My Sweet Lord, because he was very much a part of the Hare Krishna people. And he, you know, so he wrote that song. I do a song in our show, in the second part of our show. And when I say second part, I mean we do an hour of music followed by a 20 minute intermission followed by a second hour. And we do a song called Pisces Brothers, because we're both Pisces, George and I. And I dedicated it to George because he was a great guy. He really was, and a great artist, great musician. And I incorporated some of the things that were important to him, like the Hare Krishna thing and the meditation that we both enjoyed. And we both enjoyed having our birthdays in India that spring of 68. That was a fascinating time. And, learned a lot from Maharishi. And mainly something that's really beneficial to your health and well-being that keeps you from wanting to go into other lifestyle experiences that maybe might not have such great results.
Not as healthy.
You're like, too much drinking or drugs or any of that stuff. So I've been able to keep, reasonably energetic and healthy and alert and be able to sing those songs that I still sing in the same keys they were originally recorded in, even though I'm 82.
You look good, Mike. And you sound great, too.
When my wife tells me that, I tell her, you better get the lens crafters right away.
Yeah.
It's our joke. It's a little joke.
Yeah. Any regrets in your life, in your career, that things you would go back and redo if you could, or advice?
Well, I would be more knowledgeable about the publishing and writing and the whole business part of it. I think if anybody wants to go into the music business, it is a business. And I didn't know anything about the business. I just knew my uncle was taking care of the publishing, and I didn't even know what publishing was when we started. It turned out he cheated me on a lot of stuff. So that was not good. Also, the other thing, the intrusion of drugs, serious drugs into our family and the group. And if had I been better prepared for that, I would have been able to get, let's say, my cousin Dennis to rehab, but he would go into rehab for one night. It doesn't work that way. So sadly, the drugs and alcohol, too much of either one or both, both is really dangerous. Either one is not fantastic for you because they have side effects. And the beautiful thing about meditation is transcendental meditation is the one I know about, is it can't hurt anything and nothing can hurt it. It's just totally positive and beneficial.
I believe that. My favorite Beach Boys album is Pet Sounds, though I love them all. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite album, Beach Boys?
They're all good because they each one have their own, beautiful songs. And maybe some weren't, the biggest selling songs ever, but they allowed us to express ourselves individually as well. My cousin Brian was, I call him Stalin of the studio, because he was absolutely brilliant in a studio with the best musicians in town, the wrecking crew, they call them. And Glenn Campbell was one of those guys in that group, and he actually joined our group in 1964 for a few months, because my cousin Brian retired from the touring group in 1964. I mean, he's done stuff since then with his own band, but as far as the Beach Boys and that, I myself and Bruce have been going at it a long time, with some great help from some extremely well-qualified musicians. So we're obsessed with recreating those songs to is just like as close to the record as humanly possible. But yeah, the two things were the business part that was a challenge and it was not a great thing, but we've overcome that and we're healthy and doing well these days. And the drug thing and the too much alcohol, that's never good news.
No.
I mean, it just doesn't work out.
No,
so
it's never positive.
The two things that I regret not being able to be more informed myself and maybe be more helpful to others.
Okay. A couple more questions before we let you go, because I gotta go off the air at 4, but we definitely want to talk to you. People were waiting. Do you have a favorite Memphis musician?
Well, who is a Memphis musician? Some of them come from Mississippi.
Well, say Mid-South. Memphis and Mid-South. Yeah, we include them in our family here.
How about the Blues Boy? There's all kinds of great blues artists that come out of this area.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and we have
B.B. King.
Yes.
B.B. King was such a nice guy, and I mean, we miss him a bunch. I mean, he was a wonderful person and a great musician, very inspiring. He was one of the hardest working men in show business, you know. And there's just so many great artists from this area. Bobby Blue Band, Bland, and you know, all those guys, you know, the ones that inspire the Rolling Stones.
and that is very true. You know, we have you're a supporter of, you know, music education. We have the Stax Academy here. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fantastic. I mean,
yes.
We love all forms of American music. I mean, I'm not such a huge fan of hip hop and rap only because I'm attracted to a melody, perhaps some harmonies and some great instrumentation.
Right.
So that's my, and being a product of the 50s rock and roll that gave birth to the 60s rock and roll, and the 60s with all that great music from Motown and different parts of the world, including Stax, Volt, and, you know, Muscle Shoals and all that. I mean, it was a rich time period, and the music from that era, if the people are still around and still healthy, they're still, you know, packing them in.
This is
and,
true.
And we hope to do that tomorrow night at the Orpheum.
All right. And that's right. The Beach Boys will be at the Orpheum tomorrow night. That's Tuesday, October the 3rd. How long are you going to keep touring? Forever? Because you still love it, I can tell.
As long as I'm healthy and as long as the people want to hear it, we love to do it. So we've had some fantastic things. We did a festival in Atlantic out in Asbury Park, New Jersey, with about 50,000-60,000 of our closest friends. It was called See Here Now. And then we're doing out in California, we're doing Stagecoach, which is mainly a country festival, but we're going to be doing a set there and the same day as Morgan Wallen, who's doing extremely well. And you know, we're doing the New Orleans Jazz Fest.
Oh, okay, great.
Next spring. And so, you know, we're having a blast doing some really great, you know, big time venues and stuff, but we'll go big and small. We were in Hot Springs, Arkansas last night. We were in Eden, Oklahoma the day before. So we get all over the place, and we love it because I think when you go to places that aren't, you know, so mainstream, such big cities, it's special to those people. And that's special to us because we see, you know, entire families come out, the grandparents, their kids, and the grandchildren will enjoy the Beach Boys together.
That's because everybody loves the Beach Boys. One more thing before I let you go. You've done some solo work also, and I think you have a new EP out right now. You want to tell everybody a little about that?
I call it Mike Love, Not War. I have a song on the album called Make Love, Not War, which is back in the 60s. It was during Vietnam. I remember Brother Marvin saying, "What's going on? War is not the answer." I distinctly heard him say, "Yet the same old's happening today." So, you know, I'm getting tired of wars.
Me too.
I mean, the history of humanity is a history of genocide, wars, and atrocious things from one person to the other, or one society to the other. It's disgusting. So I think that we need to find a new way. We need to get out there and express some good vibrations to the world, not spend billions for war.
I totally agree with that. And, you know, I want. Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to have to go ahead and go now. And we're going to go to a song, but I really, really want to thank you for joining us today here at WYXR. We're really happy you decided to give us a call and tell us what's going on in your world. And
well, thank you so much for having me and getting the word out about our appearance tomorrow night at the Orpheum. Thank you very much.
I think you'll have a great crowd. Thank you. All right. Let's go to a song,
okay.
Folks. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
Okay, folks, that was Mike Love of the Beach Boys earlier, and I hope you enjoyed that. This is Nancy on Memphis Undercover. Sonosphere is up next. Amy is in the house. We're going to leave with one of the new tunes from Mike Love.